Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 25th. Jupiter is the big boy of the solar system. It's more than twice the mass of all the other planets combined. In many other star systems, though, Jupiter wouldn't seem quite so impressive. Astronomers have discovered hundreds of planets that are heavier than Jupiter, up to 80 times Jupiter's mass. Astronomers aren't sure how such monster planets get to be so heavy, but they have a couple of main ideas. One says they grow from the mergers of smaller planets. The other says it depends on the environment in which a planet is born. Almost all planets take shape in disks of gas and dust around infant stars. The more material there is in the disk, the more there is for making planets. But there's a limit on how massive a planet can become. Anything more than about 30 times the mass of Jupiter might become a brown dwarf, an intermediate step between planets and stars. And at more than 80 times Jupiter's mass, it becomes a true star. The heavy planets don't get much bigger than Jupiter, no matter how massive they are. As an object gains mass, its gravity gets stronger. That squeezes it tighter, making it more compact. So while these super-Jupiter planets might outweigh Jupiter, they'd look a lot like the big boy of the solar system. Look for Jupiter near the moon tonight. It looks like a brilliant star, so you can't miss it. The twin stars of Gemini are close by, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.